This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
I just wanted to listen to the Spice Girls then, really. I was rocking out. It's Generation Next. You are with Em, Dylan and Timmy, who told us, about half an hour ago, nobody else calls him Timmy.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
You both seemed quite surprised by that revelation.
Well, because you were introduced to me as Timmy.
By Matt.
Maybe by Matt.
Mm.
So well, Matt just made it up.
I always say Timmy. And when people are like, oh, Tim, I'm like, yeah, yeah. Oh, Timmy, Tiny Tim,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
You guys going to try and make it happen?
Yeah,
it's already happening.
I'm sorry. It's done, Timmy. We have a fantastic night ahead of you. We've got some gay school, which is always awesome.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff happening in Tasmania, which I don't know if people have been listening to the radio, but there's some cool stuff going on down there. And there's also been a conference over the weekend that Timmy has been at, which he's going to give us a bit of a wrap off.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be good fun to talk about that.
Yeah. And then we've got two people coming in to talk with us, which is really exciting.
We've got our awesome Minus correspondent, Amelia, and Brian Andy from Outblack as well.
Mm.
What did you guys get up to on the weekend?
I have to think about it, Timmy. <don't> you?
Well, I went to the Young Labour Conference over the weekend.
Oh, you're going
to
talk about later.
I will. I won't spoil
don't
anything. Don't
it.
Worry.
Yep. Okay, good. What about you, Dil?
I saw The Dark Knight Rises.
It's so good. Oh,
and
my God.
It was amazing. We got tickets and like we were sitting right at the front, and that movie goes for a damn long time.
Oh, so, how was your neck?
Oh, I woke up on Saturday and I was just like, ow, ow. Yeah. It hurt so much, but honestly, it was awesome. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other way to describe it than, oh my God.
Would you see it again?
Many times.
Yeah.
There was the most amazing twist at the end, which I won't spoil, but I did not see it coming at all. And when it happened, I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I thought they were going to like Mass Effect 3, the ending, like how I was going to leave it open for another one.
And I'm glad that they didn't.
Terrified of that.
But they didn't.
They kind of did.
Yeah. Well, of course they've kind of got to. Hey, I was going to ask, are you guys the type of movie-going audience members that respond really loudly to what happens on the screen? Like, oh my God, or whatever.
In 3D. Yeah. When I saw
those sound effects were fabulous.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah,
when I saw Underworld 3, I did duck. I screamed and ducked because there's this bit where like a werewolf jumps out and it scared the bejubles out of me. I kicked at the screen. I was like, oh my God, this is too
much. Were you seeing it in 3D?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And it just like came
so
right at my face.
Yeah, I remember when I saw Paranormal Activity 2, I think. That was the first movie in the world that I've ever screamed at. And I was the only one that screamed. And I was
during the third one, I thought I was going to be sick.
Apparently, it's really intense.
The last 15 minutes made my stomach drop. And there's another scene that I actually thought that I was going to Ralph. I felt my stomach just drop. And I was like, I want to leave right now.
Oh, I'm not seeing that movie.
I sort of want to see it. I was talking to my friends about it today, actually. And they were just saying that the last 15 minutes were just the most intense, the scariest part of the entire trilogy.
Yeah, no, it was pretty terrifying. But guys, what have you been doing on your weekend? Feel free to send us a message.
I'd be really interested to know what kind of movies people have responded to.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, really loudly show you. Like, does The Notebook always make you cry?
I wept like a baby in that movie. It was horrible.
I'm too scared to watch it because I think that I would just lose it.
I think people have probably built it up saying that like, oh my God, you watch it and you're going to have an emotional breakdown.
Yeah.
But it is it's a bit of a tearjerker.
Yeah. Well, look, I cry in everything. Like Titanic, bam, Armageddon. Oh my God, that was like on the floor.
You're like my mum. My mum literally cries at Days of Our Lives. It's ridiculous.
Okay, maybe not Days of Our Lives. Armageddon was pretty sad.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever.
Well, moving on. Here's some Emmy Bryce with Every Star is a Setting Sun to Someone.
A very long title, but a brilliant song.
Lovely.
Hi, guys. guys, it's Johnny Jenkins, aka Fat Gay Kid. I'm super famous for being super talented on YouTube, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
What an awesome intro.
I know, I haven't heard that before.
Neither have I. You're listening to Generation Next only on Joy 94.9, and we're going to kick off with some queer experiences. Tim,
take it away.
Yay.
A little click and obviously not very effective on radio.
Unfortunately. My queer experience, which isn't very motivational, as I was saying to you guys before the show, but it's about when I started at a new school last year, and it was about 3 days into the year, and this girl approached me because it was nearing Valentine's Day, and she very kindly came up to me and asked if I wanted to be a Valentine.
And oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really lovely, but then I sort of just went...
A bit awkward.
I went a bit awkwardly quiet, but my friend was with me, and she very kindly said that you're not actually his type, which I burst out laughing and I couldn't help myself, but then I eventually let her know that... she's not the gender I was looking for.
Well, as long as you let her down gently and you didn't just point and laugh at her, I hope.
Well, I eventually said that I would be a Valentine. And I can't really remember. I think I got her a card.
Oh, that's super cute.
Nice. Yeah. I have to say that actually, I don't know really if it's a reflection more of my sexuality as well. But I've had Valentines from both genders. And I don't think it really matters.
I think it's just because you're a super babe.
Oh, bam.
But that was my first time ever being someone's Valentine. And I wasn't sure what to get her.
Yeah. Chocolate?
The chocolate was probably the first thought. But then I thought I was going to get her a rose. But I thought that'd be a little bit too intense. So
yeah.
I didn't.
Chocolate rose!
You're listening to Generation Next, Joy 94.9. Thorpe says it's fully sick.
You are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We're joined in the studio by Brian Andy, who's from Out Black, which is a LGBTI organisation that works with and focuses directly on Indigenous people in Australia. Hello.
How you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. Do you want to just tell us how long Our Black has been running?
Yeah, we've been around for about 14 years. We're actually Australia's longest running GLBTIQ and Sister Girls support group for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And yeah, so about 14, nearly 15 years.
God, that's a long time.
It is, yeah. We've had a couple of conveners and I'm the latest, I guess. But yeah, we've got a bit of longevity about us.
And where's it based?
We're Victorian based. Oh, we're based in Melbourne, but we service, I guess, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community within Victoria. We've kind of had links with a few other states. There's a few other groups within, like one in South Australia, one in Queensland, and there's been a series of groups in Sydney that we've kind of linked in with, but mm-hmm. primarily we focus on Victoria's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Okay, cool. Okay, so because you've been around for quite a while, how did you go about establishing yourself and then achieving kind of respect in the community and having people tune in and listen to you?
Yeah, I guess, Out Black, there's always been, like when you go out on the scene in Melbourne or I guess in any major city, blackfellas always happen across other blackfellas. I want to know who you are, where you're from and all that kind of stuff. And Melbourne has, kind of, I guess, been just like that for a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people within our community. About 14 years ago, a man called Ronnie Johnson, he's since passed on, and a group of other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people said, let's form a group. There was one in Sydney that was called Blackout, and they thought, let's do something here in Melbourne. So they kind of made up Out Black and just basically got together a lot of people. They used to have kind of little events, like meet as a group, have meetings and dinners, and then started putting on shows and events and whatnot, and it just sort of grew from there.
Cool.
You mentioned earlier that there's been quite a few conveners before you. How long ago did you actually get involved with Out Black?
Probably about 8 years ago. I came out on an Out Black stage. They put on this show and they said, I said to the convener, look, I want to let you know I'm gay. I'm Aboriginal too. And he said, actually, do you want to MC our next gig? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'd love to. So I got up on stage and opened up by saying, look, you're probably wondering why I'm here. It's because I'm gay. I'm one of you guys. And so that was kind of my first experience with Out Black. And so since then, I've always emceed gigs. And when Ronnie was getting ill, he died about 2 years ago. He asked me to kind of get involved with being convener. And so I said, yeah, I'd love to, and took over as the convener of the group.
Cool. So recently we came across you, although sounds like you're a bit of a star in the radio community, but I'm just displaying my ignorance here. I came across you in MCV when you were profiled as a community star.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How does that feel to be recognised as that?
It's nice, yeah, because I often wonder why I do it. It's not easy work. Convening a group and I guess, finding the energy to get behind something like Outblack. We're a very marginalised community, whether we're gay. We're also very marginalised as Indigenous people. So I guess it takes a lot of effort I often wonder why I do it, but when you get recognition like that, it's nice to be recognised and to get a bit of respect and kudos within the community.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely. What's it like being able to create positive change within the Indigenous community as well as the GLBTIQ community and the broader community as well?
I guess, yeah, that's one of the big successes of Outblack. I mean, I can't take credit for establishing the group, but something that they did as the founders was to, I guess, open up acceptance of diverse sexualities within the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. And so it was, I guess, they really, created visibility, created acceptance in that sense. And when we started off, we used to have about 60 people come along to our events. That was kind of, predominantly Indigenous people. Now our events number over 400 people who come along that support us. We have a fairly small, about 60 queer people in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community within Melbourne. And, our events are kind of, a lot of different people from, the gay and lesbian community. Also a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who aren't queer but are there to support us and show us, respect. So, yeah, it's kind of, that's probably, I mean, I love those kind of outcomes. So, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to hang around for a song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Fantastic. You're on Generation Next.
Joy 94.9.
Generation Next, and you're with Dylan, Timmy and Em. We have had a variety of conversations this evening. At the moment, we're having a chat with Brian and Andy from Outblack. If you guys have any questions or you want to get in contact with us about anything at all, please feel free to text in. We would love to hear from you. Okay?
I'm awesome.
All right. Sure. Let's come back to the interview. Just leave you to wallow. Okay, so back to Outblack. What are the aims of the organisation?
I guess, we're very much dedicated to providing a space of acceptance for queer Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, promoting visibility and acceptance within the broader Aboriginal community, but also, I guess, promoting visibility and acceptance within the larger GLBTIQ community. There's still racism within the gay scene, and it's kind of like an ironic issue, I think, that's out there. A marginalised group of people want to further marginalise another group of people. And so we're kind of dedicated to, I guess, promoting visibility, acceptance and support for people who identify as queer in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Bit of a mouthful.
Yes, it is. I hate acronyms, but
it helps.
I'll just say it. Yeah.
So what's it like growing up identifying as gay with an Indigenous background?
I guess for me it was pretty... I didn't come out till I was 24, so for me I struggled with my sexuality. I'm pretty amazed at, the age that many young people are coming out as it's great to see. But I was 24, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I mean, I was sexually active from the age of 18, but just struggled, I guess, with coming out and telling my family and my community. There's some horror stories out there in the Aboriginal community and in terms of people, not being accepted by their mob, which is pretty harrowing. But my experience after I came out was get over it, whatever. You're still part of who we are, so... Mm-hmm. We accept you and we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Absolutely. So what happens at one of your group support meetings?
I guess, what we do, as a convener, what we tend to do is basically pull together a group of people. Just recently we had our NAIDOC event and... basically, as a convener, we don't have a secretary or a president. We're not kind of bound by that incorporated sort of stuff. We just like to basically call meetings, say we want to do this. We come together and just organise whatever it is we want to do. I mean, we had a big event in NAIDOC Week just passed in July. We've made some money from that event. So what we'll do is we'll organise a camp away to go down to Gundijamara country, which is in Western Victoria for those people that aren't au fait with Aboriginal nations in the country. And basically go down that way for a bit of a getaway camp just to use, basically bond and talk about what we want to do as a group. We're also kind of working on a historical book where we'll research like the history of Out Black, where we came from, our past members, those that have passed on, and just the kind of achievements that we've made.
How many people do you think would be involved in putting together that book? Like, how many people?
We're going to be supported by the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, but I'll say VACCHO from now on because that's another mouthful. Mm-hmm. But VACCHO has said they're going to give us some money to, I guess, look at our history and pull together that group. So we've got three people from VACCHO that are going to be involved with it. And what we'll do is we'll go back to a lot of the founding members who are, many of them have passed on, but we still have many that remain, and we'll get them to get involved and guide the book and look at the history and document, I guess, the work that we've done.
Cool.
That's really fantastic. Where can we find out more about Out Black?
You can check out our website. I mean, it's not the most current one of late, I'll confess, but you can track us down online at outblack.com.au. We've got a presence on Facebook. We're a group on Facebook also. Everybody's on Facebook. Mm. And you can email us if you kind of, you know, you're a bit slow off the mark at outblack@hotmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
No, thanks
such
for having
an
me.
Interesting and awesome and worthwhile and so old.
Yeah.
So old. I didn't realise.
Yes. I'm getting long in the tooth myself. Thanks.
We'll definitely throw up your contact details onto our social media, but we're about to go to some announcements. Thank you so much for coming in. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Hey, I'm Rav Thomas and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, but you're also listening to Generation Next.
Hello!
Hey, the greatest show. We are now joined by Amelia Tricky from Minus 18.
Hello!
Round of applause.
Hi!
Yeah.
How are you going?
Good.
That's good. How was your day?
Good. Very good. School all day.
Anything exciting?
No. Not school.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
It's just like when you're at work all day and you're like, nah. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uni's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel. You know?
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Anyway, enough banter. You're going to tell us about some cool stuff that's happening with Minus 18. Now, people should know Minus 18 who are listening in. We've done a fair few interviews before and attended some social events and things. But do you want to just give us a tiny, weeny little wrap of what Minus 18 is?
Minus 18 is an LGBTIQ youth-led organisation, all under the age of 25, which is really exciting to be doing something great within the queer community, I guess, and the young people of the community.
Yeah. And how long has it been around for?
A couple of years. A while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a really cool group, obviously, we've established.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do a lot of events for people within that age bracket in the LGBTIQ community. Do you want to tell us a bit about those events?
We have social events. We have dance events every holidays. We have TV episodes that come out every couple weeks, months.
That's awesome. And you've got rock climbing coming up in two Saturdays.
Dylan is really excited about this.
Do you know how much I love rock climbing?
Volume, turn it down.
Do you know how much I love rock climbing?
He's bringing back the sultry voice. I don't know how I can handle.
Yeah, he is. So tell us about rock climbing.
Basically in two Saturdays' time, on the 18th of August from 12:40 to 3 p.m. or so, Minus 18 is going to go rock climbing with patrons, which is kind of really, really excited. I'm excited.
So whereabouts is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Hard Rock Centre off Swanston Street.
In the city?
It's a really
awesome place to go climbing too, just going to say. Because
from our climbing expert.
I love it.
How does it work? Do you get like harnessed up or do you have to go with someone in tandem?
You are solo, but you have a belayer down the bottom.
What's a belayer?
Belayer is basically making sure you don't fall. So it's good to have someone you trust. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's a person.
And they hold you. They hold the rope. But make sure you go with a friend that you can trust, just going to say.
What about like a muscly friend?
Oh, yeah, I can come too.
Oh. The last time I went, I got paired up with someone that I didn't know. And when I fell off, he decided to let me fall until I was a few meters from the ground. And then he pulled the rope. And it was terrifying.
Was he doing it as a joke?
Yeah.
That would have hurt.
So, no, there would be none of that, no, I presume, with
you guys.
There
certainly won't be.
No.
That's good to know. Now, dance parties. What's happening at the Greyhound? Because rumour has it is that there is a glow party. A glow party.
Fun.
There is. And it is really exciting. It is Monday, October 1st at the Greyhound Hotel.
Monday night.
It's a Monday night. So it's in the holidays.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry about school.
Yeah. Sure. that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really, really, really exciting.
So what does it mean that it's a glow party?
Basically, there's going to be like black lights, so wear like white and then you'll glow. Like, it, and like you can wear fluoro
cool.
and it's going to be really cool.
Cool.
I'm excited.
And you go that like bluey, purpley color.
And you
and
like
then you
glow.
Smile at everyone and your teeth are like ding.
Exactly. Exactly.
I totally know what you're talking about. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So you'd have to get like a fit out, like special lights in the...
Yeah, Greyhound is brilliant with supplying all that.
Okay, great. That's great that they've like supported you and got behind that as well.
They're very good.
Yeah. And the events, they are alcohol free, is that right?
Yes, yep. Alcohol and drug free, no smoking. It's all underage.
Yeah.
This one is a 18 and under. Sorry, under 18 event.
Okay.
So
sometimes you have parties that are for everyone under the age
21.
Of 21.
Yeah.
But minus is for 25 and under.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. That's cool. Yeah. I guess like there's a big difference between someone who's 18 and someone who's 25. So you want to have social events that cater to your age
range. Yeah, and social events do. I forgot to mention for the rock climbing, if you're coming along, which we really hope you are because it's going to be good, meet at the State Library because the crew will be hanging out there around 12:40, 12:30.
Yeah, and the State Library is just outside Melbourne Central Station?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay, long. Nice, and central location. How about a bit of info about what happened at the last dance event?
The last dance event was awesome. Mm-hmm. We had 250 attendances at the When I Grow Up party, which was really exciting to see everyone dressed up in their outfits of what they want to be when they're older, which was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun.
And 250 people.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is such a
very,
big group.
Very, cool.
Yeah. Bodes well for future events.
Mm.
Yeah, right. Hey, Dil, are we going to have a song?
You're listening to Generation Next on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We're joined in the studio by Amelia from Minus 18. Earlier in the interview, you mentioned that Minus does a TV project. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. At the moment, we're doing a project which is called Religion and Sexuality, just looking at how they interlink in people's stories. We're currently filming for it, so it's really, really exciting.
Are you interviewing people for it?
Yeah, we're interviewing people. We're interviewing a lot of people.
How many?
Oh.
Put you on the spot.
At the moment, there's probably 8 or 9.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have quite a number of people.
What's involved with the TV project? Like, what's coming up in it?
We have a lot going on with the TV at the moment. We've got the religion and sexuality. We've got, what else? We're doing our own version of It Gets Better in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have like a YouTube channel or where does
we
it?
We do.
Okay.
Minus 18 TV.
Yep.
It's really cool and everything's online on our website.
Okay, so if people want to watch this, that's where they should go?
Yeah, they should go to minus18.org.au.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
And if they wanted to get involved in the Religion and Sexuality Project, just head to, just email, actually, marco@minus18.org.au.
Sweet. And what about just anyone wanting to go along to, like, the rock climbing or the dance parties? What's the best way to find out more information?
Check out minus18.org.au. Everything is on there that you could possibly need to know.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks heaps for coming in, Amelia. We'll see you next month.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. We love having Minus on. If you guys want to check out more Minus news on Generation Next, then jump over to first Monday of every month. That took me way too long.
That was pretty good. And have fun rock climbing and dancing. I think some of us will be there.
Yeah.
Probably awesome. Dylan will be.
See you there. there's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
Oh, yay!
It's gay school.
Nice sing-along.
You started singing very early in the song.
I know. Everybody loves a bit of play school, gay school. Oh, and there are the birdies at the end.
Everyone at Joy sings along.
I know. It's happy, happy, feel good. It's joyous.
It's joyous.
Ah, that was good.
Oh, snap. So gay school. We're going to start with a bit of a personal recollection / rundown of what Tim did over his weekend.
Yeah, definitely. This weekend, Victorian Young Labor, which is the youth branch of the Victorian Labor Party, actually held its annual conference. And over 50 Labor members under the age of 26 were there. And we debated. I
thought you said dated.
Yeah, no, I had a bit of a slip of the tongue.
That'd be fun.
But you guys, we debated, I think, probably over 100 motions. There was quite a few.
I'm sorry, what's a motion?
Motion's just an idea that we put forward and we vote on whether or not to put it onto Young Labor's official platform, which means that we endorse it and
so
stuff
like
that.
So it's like a proposal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yep. We had a few really important ones, which included calling for pads and tampons to be exempt from the GST because men's shavers actually are, which is a bit unfair.
I know. I'm totally behind that one.
Yeah, definitely.
As a female.
Mm-hmm. And another one was to provide, urging the state government to provide free abortion services to women who can't afford it, which is a really important one.
Wow. I'm also totally
behind
that one as well.
But, absolutely. That's a really good initiative. Mm. Well, motion to put through.
Yeah, but both of them went through unanimously, so no one voted against it at all, which was really
great.
Good.
Oh, great. Yep.
But yeah, so there was also a few GLBTIQ-related proposals.
Mm-hmm.
The first among them was congratulating the Tasmanian Labor Party on vowing to legalise same-sex marriage, which is what we spoke about at the start of the show and that we're bringing up now.
Mm.
But, so the Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings has sworn that she will fight to legalise same-sex marriage in Tasmania, even though it's against federal law.
Mm.
But the thing with that is that marriage in the Constitution comes under the powers of both the federal government and the state government, which means that both of them can legislate for it. So there's a little bit of a loophole there that they're probably going to try and exploit.
So I was actually going to bring this up when we were going to talk in more detail about what's been happening in Tasmania. But I always thought that marriage was under federal law. Why hasn't this been disputed before?
Absolutely. I was under the same thought as well, that it was a federal thing.
Yeah.
I think for a very long time it was considered as something that wouldn't be able to pass through the High Court if it was challenged. But I think, because I was reading a few articles on it this morning, I'm pretty sure that the idea is that because it would be Tasmania that recognises that they are married, the two same-sex people.
Oh,
then
is that like how Queensland had it back with Anna Bligh was a premier and she said that you might not be able to get married in Australia, but if you got married overseas, you could come back to Australia
it's
and
sort
you're
of
still
like
recognised.
That. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Ah, okay.
But the second motion, which was related to GLBTIQ issues, is that the conference actually called for the state government to legalise same-sex adoption, which is only legal at the moment in the ACT, New South Wales and Western Australia. Which also...
We're behind Sydney?
We are.
No.
And we're about to be behind Tasmania.
Wowee. Okay, moving on.
But the third one was that there should be the establishment of several policy committees, which means people from Victorian Young Labor would come in and debate certain issues, and then we would basically vote on putting them into the platform then.
Mm-hmm.
And among them was actually one that's just devoted to GLBTIQ issues, which was really, really good.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really good.
So another thing that I'm a little bit confused of, I know that these youth parliaments run and that they're kind of, you obviously have like young versions of the parties that are in power in Australia. What kind of impact do they have on a federal level?
Generally speaking, I think because at the same, well, with the Victorian Young Labor Conference, there was also ones in Tasmania and New South Wales, and they passed motions that were very similar to us in regards to GLBTIQ issues. So I think with the three states together, it's going to make quite a big impact on a federal level, and it'll wake up the eyes of Labor members to the issues that are facing.
So is
our
it
community.
More? Is it more like an advocacy group, or like a lobby group?
We're basically, we're sort of like a lobby group where, well, we represent the young people in the Labor Party.
Okay.
So we do carry quite a bit of impact when we do suggest something that they do look at and review.
Okay.
So I think that there will be good things coming from these motions, especially seeing as more than just Victoria has actually endorsed the policies and stuff like that.
Yeah. Is there also a youth parliament where young people from all manner of representatives of different parties debate as well?
I think so, but I don't think that's done or conducted by the youth branches of the major political right. parties. I could be wrong. I mean, if anyone does know, then by all means send us in a message. And yeah.
I'm just going to keep going with this because I think it's actually really interesting, and people who do listen to Gen Next and who do listen to us do Gay School might be themselves kind of interested in getting involved in politics.
Yeah, definitely.
How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved when I joined the Labor Party, which was a few weeks ago now, but it was actually Ryan, who used to be a presenter on Generation Next, that sort of pushed me into that. But I also met a wonderful member of the Victorian Labor Party called Jenny Mikarkos, who's actually the Shadow Minister for Youth Affairs. And she actually gave me a guided tour of Parliament House, which was really lovely. And and she spoke to me about the stuff that she's passionate about. And she was really passionate about GLBTIQ rights and stuff like that. And so those two sort of together pushed me into wanting to join the Labor Party and sort of advocate from within the party for GLBTIQ issues.
And I mean, is the way to do that just to go to the website and sign up?
You can do. I'm pretty sure you can do it online, or you can go down to the Labor head office and you can do it there, it's about one block from Flagstaff Station, so it's not too far.
Cool. And is it kind of open to anyone who wants to join up?
Yeah, definitely. If you're under the age of 26, you're automatically a part of Young Labor, so you can definitely go along to conferences as an observer and participate in discussion and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you don't need to kind of go through a voting process in order to get in.
If you want to vote on specific motions before the conference, then you need to be elected as a delegate, which means you have to join your local branch. So they usually have branches in every suburb, and once you join there, then I'm pretty sure you get elected by the people in the branch to go represent them on the youth level.
That sounds pretty cool, especially if you've only been, you know, involved for a couple of weeks and you're already going on to
definitely.
Conferences and
I mean,
things.
People were urging me to come up and stand up and speak on a lot of issues. I mean, we were talking about nuclear energy and stuff like that, and they were asking if I wanted to come up and share my ideas, and I was like, no. I was a bit nervous, but yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's really fun.
What's the representation of LGBTIQ youth like?
I was really surprised. I didn't think that we would have quite as strong a representation as we did, but I was really surprised. I mean, there's a lot on both sides, because within Young Labor, you sort of have two major factions. So you've got the left, which are more progressive and stuff like that, and then you've got the right, which are a little bit more conservative and moderate. But they've got queer people in both sides, and a lot of people are coming across and voicing their support for same-sex marriage and stuff like that. So it was really lovely.
That's really cool, Tim.
Yeah.
That was a bit of an unexpected, a bit more in-depth questioning, but I'm really glad that we went through all of that. And I think if people are interested, they should get in contact with us via our social medias or...
They could even email us on generationnext@joy.org.au.
They definitely could. But yeah, the best bet is Generation Next.
Yep. Absolutely.
We'll be back just after this. Yeah, you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Guys, we've come to the end of the show again.
This goes so quickly. It just zooms.
It does. It does. Never fear if you are just tuning in now and you've just missed it, because the podcast will be up tomorrow night.
Yes, thanks to Mason.
Thanks to Mason.
Yeah.
And if anyone has any feedback or any advice or anything to say, just send us an email. Also, we are still on the hunt for female presenter.
Yeah, come on, chicks.
We need Em's lonely. She needs another girl in the studio with us.
Yeah, it's a bit male dominated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit. But, you know, that's okay. I feel like I can hold my own.
Yeah.
But it would be good to have another female voice.
It would.
Across the airwaves.
If you are a LG, well, I was going to say LG, but if you're a lesbian or bisexual or heterosexual,
transgendered. Yep.
Just if you are a girl and you are age between 15 and 25, send me an email on generationnext@joy.org.au.
Yep.
And we'd love to hear from you and come and make some radio with us.
Come and have a chat.
Make some radio.
Yeah.
That sounded a bit seedy when I said it.
A little bit.
I didn't mean it to. Don't get scared.
We're actually really lovely. Don't worry.
Oh, for the most part. But thanks, guys. Awesome show. Bon Ivo is going to take it away with his fantastic track.
He's so amazing.
He is.
I saw him at Meredith. He was really good.
Oh, really?
Mm. Did I? Yeah, I did. I just had a moment of like, which festival was that?
You had a senior moment.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Love you. You've been listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.